Cartoonists and Journalists Jailed in Turkey Need Our Help by Terry Anderson. Terry Anderson is a cartoonist and board member of the Cartoonist Rights Network International, which is part of the Alliance of Organizations in Amnesty International's hashtag Free Turkey Media campaign. The campaign has been running a cartoon competition to raise awareness of journalists jailed in Turkey. Cartoons can be submitted on Twitter to @FreeTurkeyMedia. The deadline is May 3rd. Since the attack at Charlie Hebdo magazine's office in Paris in January 2015, cartoonists have in many ways become emblematic of the struggle to defend the inalienable right to freedom of expression. Cartoonists' stock in trade is to satirize, mock, and even to insult the ideas and values of others. As such, they will be among the first to feel the ire of those parts of society who are most sensitive, sometimes with good reason, as might be the case with minority groups. However, if those in power are overly thin-skinned, cartoonists can find themselves in danger. Often, they've been described as canaries in the coal mine, meaning if you live in a country where cartoonists can lampoon the government without interruption, you may rest assured of your good fortune to live in a relatively healthy democracy. If they've been censured, then that may be taken as the first symptom of a deeper problem. Such was the case with Turkey, its leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan and celebrated cartoonist Musa Kart. Kart's woes began in 2005 when then-Prime Minister Erdogan sued him and a newspaper over a 2004 cartoon that depicted the politician as a kitten ensnared in a ball of wool. The complaint of public humiliation was upheld and minor financial damages awarded. However, the Supreme Court later overturned the decision, sending the case back to the lower court where it was dismissed. In 2014, following Erdogan's notorious appearance as a giant hologram at a public event, Kart penned another cartoon that showed him as an insubstantial figure turning a blind eye to malfeasance. Erdogan took him to court the following year, this time seeking a 9-year sentence for insulting him through publication and slander. The case had barely gone to trial when it fell apart and judges dismissed it. Kart had gotten away with it again. Cartoonists around the world took to their drawing boards in solidarity, and the hashtag Caricature Erdogan trended on social media, perhaps sowing the seeds of the Turkish leader's seemingly permanent dispute with Twitter. In the ensuing period, the crackdown against those accused of insulting the president and causing offense broadened out to an industrial scale. It has been widely reported that at one point, nearly 2,000 individual complaints against writers, comedians, journalists, cartoonists, poets, and others were being investigated. Even foreign governments, such as those of Germany and the Netherlands, were pressured to cooperate. Then came the summer of 2016, an attempted coup, and in its aftermath, a supposed gesture of supreme magnanimity. President Erdogan said, "For one time only, I will be forgiving and withdrawing all cases against the many disrespects and insults that have been leveled against me. I feel that if we do not make use of this opportunity correctly, then it will give people the right to hold us by the throat. So I feel that all fractions of society, politicians first and foremost, will behave accordingly with this new reality, this new sensitive situation before us." What the president meant by correct use of the opportunity turned out to be a dangerous slide towards authoritarianism. Many in Turkey saw the coup being used as a pretext to conflate principled opposition with treason. In the massive crackdown that followed, 47,000 people have been remanded in prison, and more than 100,000 public sector employees have been summarily dismissed from their posts. Among those whose experiences have been likened to a civil death are academics, teachers, judges, prosecutors, local government officials, police officers, and army personnel. Journalists and media workers were not spared. More than 120 from all sections of dissenting media are in prison, some so far for 8 months, pending their trial on some of the most serious charges under vague anti-terrorism laws. In fact, it's estimated that of all the journalists in prison around the world, a third are jailed in Turkey. Among them are Musa Kart and 10 of his colleagues. After a police raid on his home on October 31, 2016, he reported to a police station and was taken into custody. He and his colleagues were held without charge for over 5 months. Finally, on April 4th, only days before the Turkish people narrowly voted in a referendum in favor of giving President Erdogan even more sweeping powers, the government's lawyers leveled charges of abusing trust and helping an armed terrorist organization without being a member, carrying a sentence of up to 29 years in prison. The 306-page indictment contains no solid evidence of these charges. The first hearing in the case is set on July 24th, by which time Musa Kart and his colleagues would have spent almost 9 months in prison, a punishment in and of itself. Musa Kart is far from being the only cartoonist, newspaper staffer, or government critic to have been victimized. But his story makes for a clear and instructive case study since, before the current crackdown, President Erdogan tried and failed time and time again to silence him over the course of a decade. The great irony of cartooning is that the business of taking politics less seriously can result in such grave consequences for the practitioner. Cartoonists tend to resist the suggestion that they are in any way heroic, but there's no denying the bravery of colleagues like Musa Kart. His troubles have inspired other cartoonists before and did so again this year, with cartoons both poignant and angry flooding into the Free Turkey media campaign organized by Amnesty International. On World Press Freedom Day, we should remember and honor Musa Kart, a genteel professional cartoonist whose work indicates an even-handed satirical attitude. He is a reliable scrutineer of Turkey's government and, as such, a trustworthy friend to its people. We call for his immediate release and that of all journalists jailed in Turkey simply for doing their jobs.